Look who got whooped. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The President's Mideast Summit has led to an awkward handshake and a promise to talk some more. And while that falls short of solving the Israel-Palestinian problem, it's had one encouraging effect. It amounts to a whooping for the President of Iran. Because the President of Iran didn't want the summit at all, and he in particular didn't want Arab nations showing up for it. In fact, he flat out told Saudi Arabia's King Abdullah not to join in, not to give in to the deception of the Zionist enemy. The king sent a minister anyway. Nothing to do with defying Iran, he said. But the fact is, he defied Iran. Iran also asked the president of Syria not to send anyone. The president of Syria sent a minister anyway. Said he just wanted to get the Golan Heights back from Israel. Had nothing to do with defying Iran. But still, he defied Iran. In all, 20 Arab and Muslim countries sent foreign ministers or other senior ministers to Annapolis in defiance of Iran's wishes. Isn't it great seeing some other country being defied for a change? And so, the president of Iran is looking weaker, which means he might just lose the next election. And they do have elections there. And might just lose it to someone who'd be a little, shall we say, less in love with phrases like death to the great Satan. In a way, that would be too bad now that we've gone to the trouble of learning how to pronounce Ahmadinejad. But with a more moderate leader in Iran, the U.S. Air Force might not have to prepare the soil of another Middle Eastern country for the seeds of democracy. They might just sprout on their own. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.